Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Atlanta at the Marriott Marquis, and I'm with Ron Dunn, the CEO of Alliance Flooring. Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks.
That enthusiasm you gave me with talk about your speaker, I could tell you listened to him. Let's real quick set the stage. This meeting you're having in Atlanta is your 20th anniversary meeting, so it's been 20 years since you and John Logue started this organization, right?
It has been. It's, you know, in some ways, that's very hard to believe because it has gone by quickly, but hey, we're grateful. I think we're still very encouraged and inspired. Every time we get around our members, that happens. So I think the foundation's set for a great next 5-10 years to come.
Now, both of y'all, I guess you met because you're both ex-Mohawk executives, right?
Yeah, correct. I was actually out in the field. John came in as senior VP of marketing, and he brought me in for sales, and we grew a great friendship there as mills were consolidating. Of course, Mohawk was acquiring, and we were on a team doing that. So we grew a great friendship through that.
All right, now, you have two brands. You have the Carpet Plus color tile, and then you have the Carpet Land. How do you differentiate those two brands?
Well, Carpets Plus is, of course, full service, is a division that we're growing. Carpet Land was acquired in 2002. It was started by Rick Meyer well over 60 years ago. The typical Carpet Land store is smaller town, big store. And so they're 15,000 square foot store, they're stocking stores, they're major players, major advertisings in secondary markets. Mm-hmm. But that whole group has grown up together. They have a long history together. Now they're actually expanding by their own families and their own employees. It's a great division to have.
All right, so give us a kind of a rough feel of the number of members you have.
420, give or take a few, total stores throughout the U.S.
All right. You've been here you started yesterday with this meeting. Talk a little bit about the health of the membership, how everybody's feeling about business right now.
Well, everybody to a person is just really upbeat right now. We're hearing double-digit increases that have taken place in January, heading into February. A lot happening out in the marketplace. Buildings back up again. Consumer confidence seems to be up. So, you know, the press is doing some crazy back and forth volume. But amidst all that, I think consumers are seeing some real positive signs and showing up in our showrooms.
This is the last retail group meeting in this cycle that starts in mid-January. Actually, some of them started in December with the Mohawk Land Dealership. So, you know, one of the things I like to point out is that there are a lot of different groups out there. What really sets you apart, because I've talked to several of your members, is that nothing's mandated. You allow these entrepreneurs to kind of run their businesses, and then you just help them with some of the tough decisions, like what their collections are, some private label merchandising, and some advice and some networking opportunities. Is that right?
Yeah, so when we started this thing, what John and I wanted to do was start a group that we would join ourselves. And a group I would join would be one that respects the fact that I'm an entrepreneur, that I put my name up there, that I took all the gambles, and that I know my market. But yet I realize I'm better off with a whole lot of people supporting me and surrounding myself with other people. So we stayed true to that philosophy. It's sometimes a little more difficult running things that way where you give a lot of options, but it works well for us. For the most part, our members march to the same tune. So we liken ourselves to a great restaurant. Great restaurant has a fantastic menu and a lot of choices on it. So that's what we provide. You know, if we provide the right choices, our members are going to order off the menu.
Mm-hmm. And actually, you treat members like family, don't you?
Yeah, it really is a family atmosphere. Networking is probably our trademark. I mean, we figured out that smartest person in the room is a cumulative IQ. And so how do you pull from people and get the best things that they do? Everybody is really, really good at something. And usually the thing they're really great at, they don't even know how good they're at there because it's just natural for them. And so if we can identify that and then pull that out and share that amongst the whole group gets stronger. And, you know, from that, when you have someone that has helped you in a big way, that's helped you with your business, that helps you with the next step, when you see them, it's not just a handshake. It's a hug because they really made a difference in your life. And so, you know, that creates kind of this family feel. And I believe our members really do see each other as an extension of their own family, as people who care for each other.
All right, let's go to that greeting we had at the beginning of this interview. Your speaker today, a guy named Steve Attenborough, a fantastic speaker, and his whole talk was about having the right attitude, right?
Yeah, Steve's got an interesting story, and his whole life story is one that with the right attitude, you can do just about anything. Here's a guy who was born in Nigeria, the very humble beginnings to now, you know, running Europe for McDonald's and a third of our country, and then going with Domino's globally and nationally, and just has had great accomplishments, but yet a very humble guy that never forgot where he came from. And his whole thing is that, hey, people are going to remember may or may not remember our words, but they're always going to feel our attitude. Mm-hmm. And attitude can make such a big difference in life. So we got, as leaders, we have to be aware of that.
Yeah. Now, John Logue, your partner, did a little update on the market as he does at every meeting. He talked about in 2007, he said, batten the hatches, and he said, this year, 17, completely unlock everything. It's going to be a great year, right?
Here it comes. There's John.
Yeah, John, you just walked up. Talk about your outlook for the market this year.
Well, thank you. It looks really good. We do a lot of time studying and getting research from suppliers and ourselves, from government data, and we put it all together. We spend months doing it. It just looks like full steam ahead, and I told them to unbatten the hatches because housing's up, remodeling's up, consumer confidence is at a 12-year high. The economy is just starting a really steady state, and building is just going crazy. And almost 90% of the people I've talked to are talking about their businesses up, their businesses up. They're positive. Consumers are just coming in the stores now. We're launching a new advertising campaign with our Web 3.0 and media advertising, and tying all that in together with our new web focus. Yeah, it really looks good. I mean, we studied and studied, and unemployment's down and creating 240,000 jobs a month in average, and GDP should be a good year there. Just a lot of good things happening in our economies. The millennials starting to come of age where they're going to start buying a house now, and some of the baby boomers need more accessible housing, and a lot of the guys were just really upbeat about the year ahead.
One of the big items that you're rolling out, I guess this is the third year of it, but I'd like to comment that you've got this destination showroom. Mm-hmm. You had your summit meeting with SP Floors up in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. where you kind of set one of these up for the first time. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, destination, we started 3 years ago with input from the advisory board, and we've grown it every year, and then it evolved into a whole store, and then when we added the new displays for 16 and 17 and launched it at our summit at SP Floors in Pittsburgh, and it was a slam dunk. 90% of the dealers there decided to go total destination, and then with their input and then refining it and adding some more hard surface private label programs for this convention to the destination and some more soft. Now we've launched it, and we call it the complete destination, and it's for a whole showroom look as far as carpet and hard surface, and it really has refined the look and classy and elegance. It makes a consumer want to shop. We were setting the showroom up in Stacy's store, and then she still kept the store open, but there was stuff flying everywhere and stuff in the aisleways, and this little guy, he came running in the door with a green carpet sample in his hand, and he wasn't helped because he normally would have been mobbed by her staff, but everybody was busy doing something, and I watched him immediately run over to the color destination display and put his swatch against the wall, picked his color out, and the salesman immediately ran over. It was boom. Yeah. It just lends you right there, and it's a great shopping experience, and the retailers and members have really endorsed it and enveloped in it, and we're trying to continue to grow the program at a pace they can absorb and at a pace that they want to with their input from the advisory board.
The strongest of our members, and really the strongest retailers around the country, will tell you it's so important to refresh your showroom. Because we are in the fashion industry, but yet when you get busy running your business, sometimes you can forget that, and you can almost be blind to what your showroom looks like. So part of what our advisory board came together and said, let's create a whole new look. Let's create something that really is fashion-oriented and refresh all of our showrooms. And so that's what this whole initiative has been about, and it's great the way I see our members are embracing it.
One thing that you threw out earlier today was that when you look at your sales, I think when you guys first got started, carpet was around 80% of your sales, and now it's 42% of your sales. Right.
We started as Carpets Plus of America, and we really did have a carpet base. But yet, at that time, we knew that hard surface was coming. And so we were trying to figure out an umbrella name that we could have to launch our hard surface offerings. And when the name Color Tile came available, that brand came available, we very aggressively went after it because it was a perfect name to put that underneath. And John can attest a little bit to what it's done to our numbers.
Yeah, it's made, really, we're literally 80%. Carpet and 20% hard surface, and it didn't take about 2 or 3 years where we right away we went to 60% carpet, and then that's where we are today. We're at 42% and then 58% hard surface, and it just continued to go that way. And the industry's gone that way too, but not quite as dramatic a shift as we had. Right. I mean, in the early days when we bought Color Tile, we had to get people in the hard surface business. We had to get displays for them. We had to they helped them with the training people and getting, they really were carpet people for the most part. But getting the Color Tile members on board through that acquisition, and they've been a great resource today, has helped us too, because they were basically 80-20 hard surface. And they might not even been 20 carpet. But immediately when we got them in the door, we gave them a whole bunch of carpet displays, and they gave us their knowledge and commitment and how to grow and help our members network together. Yeah. So it was a good win-win situation.
Well, it looks like you're having a great meeting and everybody's feeling good. I talked to several people during lunch today and members feeling good about coming here and being part of the group. While I have you, there's one quick question I want to ask you. You know, we've seen recently this news at the home centers that they're doing this crazy free install thing again. And we're hearing from some of the major suppliers that's maybe 12-13% uptick in volume. How are your members reacting to that?
You know, of course, nothing's free, but it works. If it didn't work, they weren't doing it. And so our members are reacting in a number of different ways. A, they try to educate customers and say, before you sign, look at the very bottom line and really compare apples to apples. Some of our stores are hitting them head on with the same type of thing and, you know, kind of fighting fire with fire a little bit, I guess. But education, I think, is the biggest thing that they're trying to do is educate customers. But if they don't have a chance to get them in their store, they can't educate them. Mm-hmm. So that's where the problem is. That's where the challenge is.
It is interesting that a consumer, around 50%, when they first start getting into the thought process of buying flooring, they know that these home centers are open late, and they go over there and kick tires before they actually go to the people that can really help them, don't they?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. That's why it's so important for store owners today to have an active website so that when somebody Googles flooring, they're coming up. They're coming out of on smartphones and knowing how to market not only to millennials but to everybody of every age group today. Investing in that, being cutting edge in that is so important to drive traffic in the stores.
All right, guys, good to talk to you again. Been talking to the two principals who started Alliance Flooring. I'm talking to Ron Dunn and John Logue. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.